Welcome. If this is your first time here, my name is Eileen, and you're listening to The Anchor Show here on Anchor. Of course, it's not an official podcast from the folks over at Anchor, but what I like to do here is give you some Anchor tips as well as podcasting and YouTube tips. If you want to connect with me outside of Anchor, be sure to follow I-L-E-A-N-E. One more time. I-L-E-A-N-E. Anywhere on the internet. And today I just announced that we are also collaborating on the Anchor Boot Camps. So it is Dr. Dan from the Anchor Talk Show and Avi Uniglicht from Ask Avi. The three of us have decided to collaborate on the Anchor Boot Camps, which you'll find at anchorbootcamps.com. And here's a tutorial that I'll be adding over to the Anchor Boot Camps. And this little tutorial will also serve as the podcast intro for today's NADPOD POMO Day 25. And I'll be answering a question that came in from Ray. But before I answer the question, I want you to know about this. In this video, we like to edit our podcast description on Anchor. So you go over to your episodes tab and you click the ellipsis or the three dots and you're going to update the description. Now, Anchor gives us 4,000 characters for our description. So what we can do is create our descriptions over in our notes app on our phone and then copy and paste that into the description on Anchor. This will allow us to add formatting such as links and bulleted text. So those links will be clickable in various podcast apps.
Hello, Eileen. Always enjoy listening to your station. I learn something new every time. I have a quick question for you. You may have answered this before, but I just need some clarification. I, too, have a podcast on Libsyn. And Libsyn is also hosting the website for each episode. And what I'm planning on doing is creating my own website. Right now, the URL is my username, reyga.libsyn.com. Now, if I want to, for example, the name of my podcast is The Gerard Files, I purchased thegerardfiles.com and I want to change the website, would I change it on Libsyn or on iTunes? Or will I be changing it on Libsyn and Libsyn would send the information to iTunes? Is that the way it will work? I'm just needed some clarification on that. Let me know. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Wow, I had a fantastic YouTube Live talking about the updates to the YouTube Creator Studio on desktop and the Facebook Creator app. But with all of that fun and fanfare, I want to get back to Ray's question. Ray asked about podcasting and Libsyn hosting his show on Libsyn. How does he change his website address on iTunes, which is really Apple Podcasts? So here's the answer, Ray. The quick answer is that you change it on Libsyn. And what you do is you log into your Libsyn account. You go over to the settings of that podcast, and the first thing you'll see is Edit Show Settings. And that would be the title of your show, the slug, which is part of the URL, the description, and then the next box is the website address. Now, why is this important? This is important because whoever has a podcast hosted with one of those hosts, I always go back to my four hosts that I recommend, Libsyn, Blueberry, Spreaker, and Podbean. When you list with those hosts, you will have the opportunity to add your podcast website. So when someone pulls up your page in iTunes, and I know a lot of times I say Apple Podcasts, but right now they have not renamed this page. This page is your iTunes show page. You will see on the left-hand side a link to your website. So, of course, that gives you some SEO juice. If somebody Googles your name and or your show name, they may find this listing. And it also gives people the opportunity who are interested in your content, the opportunity to go over to your website. So now, with all of that said, why did I start this episode off by showing you how to edit your descriptions here on Anchor? Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to explain that. Well, Anchor Squad, I want you to right now head over to your Anchor show page on the website. You'll go over to anchor.fm/whatever your show page is. For me, it's /Eileen. And you'll see the links there to listen on Apple Podcasts or listen on Google Play Music. And when you do that, you'll see that the website that is listed is not your website. I mean, why would it be? You didn't submit that podcast over there to Apple or to Google. It was submitted by Anchor. Therefore, that link takes people back to your anchor.fm landing page. So what also people can do is look through your episodes and they'll see a little I for information on the iTunes page. And if they click on the Google Play Music page, they'll see also a little I at the end to see episode details. And guess what they're going to see? They're going to see your contact details, because I just showed you in that video from this morning how you can go and add them into each one of your episodes. And you guys saw me edit that on the fly this morning. And right now, it is 5:43 p.m. Episode descriptions have been updated and the pages have been refreshed. And now those links are available on the Apple iTunes page as well as the Google Play Music page. Now, if you see those links on the website, you will be able to copy them from the description. However, if someone's on their phone, they will be able to click those links and go back to your website or your Twitter or whatever links you include in your description. Also, if you notice in that video, I added a phone number. That's my Google Voice number. If you're on the phone and you click that number, it's going to call my Google Voice number. How cool is that? So there you have it. That wraps up NADPOD Pomo Day 25. Make sure that you are including those links in your episode show notes and descriptions, because that is the link that people have to get back to you.